WKXW HD, a Town Square Media station. From New Jersey's most listened to station, New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It's 5 o'clock. I'm Patrick Lavery. Topping our report this hour, a Lakewood man who used a motorized wheelchair is dead after being struck and thrown 20 feet while crossing Route 9 in the township just after midnight early this morning. 58-year-old Frederick Gillette died at the scene. The 47-year-old driver of a 2003 GMC Yukon stayed there and is cooperating with authorities. The investigation is ongoing. Decisions by school districts about mask mandates this September are going to be driven in part by the adequacy of their ventilation systems. Senate President Steve Sweeney says there's a lot of uncertainty because some schools still won't have updated systems and filters.
There's nowhere near enough money at this point what the feds gave to fix the outstanding problems that are existing right now, and this is going to take multiple years.
Those schools are splitting almost $2.5 billion in federal COVID aid. Sweeney says the state can help with funding concerns, either through some of its federal aid or from a $1.2 billion debt avoidance fund established in the new state budget. A follow-up to a story we brought you at the end of last week about an app called Swimply, where you can go to rent a backyard swimming pool by the hour. It has raised a stink in Wisconsin, that state wanting homeowners to be required to get permits like public pools would. Now here in Jersey, Jackson and Toms River, two of the towns most represented in the app, say it's against local ordinances. A bill signed into law Thursday requires the state to tally up all the lead water service lines in the state and replace them within a decade. Bloomfield Mayor Michael Venezia says his township has replaced more than 200 so far, but has roughly 1,000 more to do over the next 5 years.
This legislation is extremely important to us as it helps communities like Bloomfield achieve that goal of getting done faster.
Lead service lines are most common in older municipalities with an estimated 350,000 statewide. Replacing them is expected to cost more than $2 billion. It's officially back. The New Jersey Lottery Festival of Ballooning at Solberg Airport in Reddington canceled last year due to COVID and returning this year with the lottery as its new sponsor. Our Craig Allen was there when it started early this morning, and the hot air balloons went up to start the weekend. See his pictures at NJ1015.com. And the retail landscape changing in Princeton, West Windsor actually, just off Route 1 in the Nassau Park Pavilion. A longstanding Walmart there closed last summer, and in its place, according to NJ.com, will soon be the Rhode Island-based discount retailer Ocean State Job Lot. Another location will open this fall in Freehold, making for 7 of the stores in New Jersey. On Wall Street, the Dow Jones closed up 238 points. Hear the latest New Jersey 101.5 newscast when you want, where you want, and on demand. Go to NJ1015.com and click on podcast. Each day a little bit warmer than the last. Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow's complete forecast is coming up. New Jersey Fast Traffic in 1 minute.
Time to win a free sizzling summer getaway to the Hard Rock in Atlantic City from New Jersey 101.5.
This hour's code word is Blackjack. B-L-A-C-K-J-A-C-K. Blackjack.
Enter this code word right now on NJ1015.com or our app for your chance to win a free Hard Rock Hotel and Casino getaway. There's 3 chances to win every weekday. Your next chance is Monday morning at 9 a.m. This summer, make it sizzle with a free Hard Rock getaway from New Jersey 101.5.
I have time for New Jersey Fast Traffic.
Absolutely snake bitten on the New Jersey Turnpike this afternoon. They did clear an accident from the truck lane south of exit 13. That had been there for quite some time, but now we have a couple of new ones. Western Spur South coming down to just before the car in the truck lanes, a crash in the left lane, and another crash on the Turnpike southbound side. Again, this is going to be just around exit 12, blocking 2 lanes to the left. Traffic on the parkway still really bad. Bloomfield down to Woodbridge, then 105 down to 82 with a crash near exit 102. 287, lots of traffic at Basking Ridge down to 78, then south of Route 18 down to Edison, and lots of traffic on 78 west into 24, and then from 287 and coming out towards the Lebanon vicinity. If you're leaving New Jersey across the Hudson, you've got delays of 45 minutes to an hour at the Holland Tunnel, Lincoln Tunnel a 40-minute delay, and up to 15 to 20 minutes at the George Washington Bridge. Tom Rivers, New Jersey Traffic North.
Jill Myra, New Jersey Traffic South. So tough at the New Jersey Turnpike, and it's a couple spots. One being the extension that's easing out from an accident on the westbound side right by the tolls in Florence. And then on the Turnpike southbound from exit 4, from the Cooper service area down through to exit 4, we have it pretty slow. Just a lot of volume at that point. 295 southbound brings you down from Woodcrest Station, exit 31, down to exit 26. 130 south has crawling traffic at Haddon Township. 322 eastbound also is going to be tough. Stone Meeting House through to the Turnpike stretch. And, of course, the South Jersey Shore area getting a little rough in a spot right by the Garden State Parkway southbound. Looks a little busy approaching the area of exit 36, where we have a minor accident being worked on. 55, pretty heavy through the Mays Landing area. New Jersey fast traffic every 15 minutes. Next report at 518 on New Jersey 101.5.
New Jersey traffic brought to you by the New Jersey Lottery. Don't miss the New Jersey Lottery Festival of Ballooning at Solbury Airport in Reddington this weekend during the lottery's 101 days of summer. For more details, visit balloonfestival.com. Anything can happen in Jersey.
Unwind your workday with Steve Trevalese. Listen weeknights on New Jersey 101.5.
New Jersey 101.5 instant weather. As we dive into this final full weekend of July, we've got a slow warming trend to talk about. Each day is going to be a couple degrees warmer than the day before it. Still, plenty of gorgeous weather ahead, but heat, humidity, and thunderstorms returning to the forecast soon enough. Comfortable, clear, and calm tonight. Lows fall into the lower 60s, and tomorrow will get slightly stickier. Humidity ramps up a little bit, lower to mid 80s. Lots of sun tomorrow. Clouds build late day. There will be a chance of showers, but not until tomorrow evening. Sunday is going to feel more unsettled and more summerish. Scattered showers and thunderstorms expected early and late on Sunday. In the middle, it'll be mostly cloudy and breezy, getting hotter and more humid, mid to upper 80s. And we're back to 90 on Monday with a continuing chance of a thunderstorm. From the Edison Heating and Cooling Weather Desk, I'm Chief Meteorologist Dan Zero.
In Ventnor, it's 80, Vernon 79, Voorhees 83. Fast traffic and instant weather every 15 minutes on New Jersey 101.5.
New Jersey 101.5.